All righty, friends. Again, you are tuned in to Assorted Women here on WDIY Allentown. I would like to introduce you to my special guest, Miss Robbie Kamalo.
Hey.
Hey, Robbie. So, Robbie is an interesting young lady. She has a million tags under her name. She is Robbie Kamalo, a.k.a. singer, a.k.a. songwriter, a.k.a. actress, jazz cabaret vocalist, children's artist, award-winning children's artist. She's a puppeteer. You're a storyteller. Is that like a fabrication type deal? Or
oh, no. Okay. As my mother used to tell me when I was a child, I'm a master of, a jack of all trades.
And a master of none.
Well, I try to stay employed.
Let's talk, Robbie. You played with like so many people. You've sang with the queen of soul.
I know.
And the queen of hip-hop and R&B, Diana Ross. So tell me, what is it like when you're on stage with all of these different singers and you're sharing your craft together? What is that feeling like?
Well, it's always lovely to find yourself with such an illustrious group of peers, of course. But, you know, the work is the work. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice to see that everybody, before they put on their girdles and their lipstick, they are rehearsing and doing the legwork.
Right.
And the hard work that it takes to be successful in this industry. So they're hardworking ladies.
Yeah, they are. You're true to your craft. You know what I mean? The thing is for you, it's not just a job. It's a passion. Let's talk about Deepak Chopra. How did you perform with Deepak?
Well, actually, I recorded with him. And, you know, I worked with his producers more than Deepak. He works with a lot of different people. He loves the arts. Mm-hmm. And he always likes to incorporate different cultural sounds and all sorts of different spirits into his spoken word project. So yeah. He needed an American who sang in Zulu, apparently.
And that was
and,
you.
And I was selected to work with him.
Which brings me to the fact that you speak a million different languages. Yeah, you speak, tell me, what is it? French, Spanish, German, Zulu, Italian?
Yep.
You
English.
Sing in all those languages?
I do, and I sing in a bunch more languages that I can't really speak, you know, conversationally in. But
wow.
Yeah, music and language, they're so close. They both are, you know, something you need an ear for, and language sings, you know.
Okay.
Language is beautiful.
Nicely put. I like the way that sounds. That's almost poetic. So anyway, let's see. I just want to know, did you pick up any of the, like, spiritualness being around Deepak? You know, his whole meditation thing is... That's because there's a lot of power in that, though.
There is.
You know, yeah, I used to meditate
often.
Well,
I didn't feel anything from
You got to try
it. Job.
You got to try it. So we're going to get into some music. For those of you out there, if you're just tuning in, I have my good friend Robbie Kamalo who joined us tonight. We got some music from her coming up next. We're going to try to convince her to perform, maybe sing something for us. We don't know. But we do have some music from her. We're going to play a track off of one of her CDs. Is this the one, Keep the Beat? Which one is this one?
This is Music It Makes Me Happy.
Music Makes Me Happy.
Multiple award-winning children's record,
yes.
Which was pretty hip. I was able to call in a lot of my industry friends to
come out
and play on the record. Okay. One of my favorites on there is... John Bowser from Sha-na-na.
Okay.
No, and I was like, John, can you ba-doo-doo-ba-doo-doo-ba-doo? He was like,
yeah, I will do that.
Okay.
But he was a brilliant person because, you know, he went to Juilliard. He's like a classically trained musician.
Wow.
But he made his fame and fortune off of going
doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I remember that. That's like giving away my age. Cut that out, okay?
Uh-oh.
So we're going to play. This is a song I've played here on the show before. It's one of my favorite songs, and the name of the song just happens to be...
My Favorite Things.
Okay, this is Assorted Women on WDIY Allentown. I'm Mona Rodriguez, sitting in tonight with Miss Robbie Kamalo. Please stay right where you are.
Kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudel.
We had music from my guest who's here tonight, Robbie K. She bought us My Favorite Things off of her album titled Music Makes Me Happy. And that album won like mad awards, right, Robbie?
It did. It was a successful record. Very proud of it.
A lot of good stuff on there.
A lot of good stuff. And just, you know, making sure that young people are listening to all different styles and qualities and characteristics of music.
We have a song. I'm going to play this song from you, Robbie, coming up next.
Great. Speak to me.
It's off a jazz album. Is it, what's the name of this album?
Montana Bound.
Going to the mountains.
I did. I went to Montana and toured the entire state. They don't get much jazz there.
Right. They had a whole
thing. So they were like, please, come this way. Yeah, so my band and I took a little trip out to Montana and stayed about a month.
And did a whole CD.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, see, you guys have interesting tricks. To those of you out here listening, we have Robbie Kamalo up next.
Secret, oh, with a calm little breeze.
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, again, we just heard from Robbie Kamalo, and the title of that song was Speak to Me off of her album titled Montana Bound.
Mm-hmm.
We have someone who called in and was able to get the tickets to go see Robbie next weekend. And again, that's Friday.
March 22nd.
Right, at 7 p.m. The doors open. Show mm-hmm. starts at 7:30. Mm-hmm. And that's at the Miller Symphony Hall in Allentown. Formerly the Allentown Symphony Hall. And where can people find you? I know you got a website, right?
I do. Just Google the name if you can spell it correctly. But my website is my name, RobbieKumalo.com, which is spelt RobbieKumalo.com. And you can also find that name on Facebook, MySpace, Reverb Nation, Twitter, Hulu, you name it, Netflix, I don't know, I'm everywhere.
Robbie's everywhere, okay? There you go. We're going to play a song, we'll come back, and we'll talk more with Robbie, all right?
Yeah.
This is Assorted Women on WDIY Allentown with Mona Rodriguez, and again, I have Robbie Kamalo sitting in with me if you just joined us. We are WDIY Allentown. Feist, ladies and gentlemen, and that was I Feel It All. So I have with me Robbie hanging out with me. Robbie, we got to talk. We're running out of time here.
Clock is ticking away.
It's ticking away. You know what? A couple of months ago, it hit me because I got a call from my granddaughter and she's saying happy birthday to me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, are you really serious? Like that perpetual 22-year-old inside of me like started to fade away right at that moment. So I knew that, you know, I had to like start to embrace my maturing process.
Mm, tell me about that one
and,
day.
I wonder, like, you know, you've been in the business for 30 years. So when did you get that, you know, that realization that I was hit with not too long ago?
Yeah, that's a funny thing that you would mention it just a couple of days after my birthday, my 20th anniversary of my 29th birthday.
Okay. Happy birthday, girlfriend.
Thank you. I it's hard to wrap my head around, you know. I feel very, you know, young at heart and inside. Myself, I feel like, you know, the teenager that I just was the other day when I was figuring out what I wanted to be when I grow up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then I look in the mirror and I catch gray hairs and my temples and I hear cracking sounds from my ankles and bones when I get out the chair.
Okay.
But I guess that is just the, as Elton John would say,
it.
The circle of life, right?
That's pretty much what it is. You know what I mean? But I mean, I guess like one thing that makes me okay with it is I figure as long as the birthdays keep coming, we're good.
It's
when,
a good
when
thing.
They stop, then there's the issue, right?
Well, one thing I just realized is that I've become an expert in my field.
Okay.
So that's been very exciting for my career because now I book myself in some different ways where my expertise and experience can make a difference. So that's wonderful.
Okay. And, you know, just to those of you out there listening, I'm sitting in with Robbie Kamalo. She's a teaching artist. And she doesn't just, it's not like just voice lessons, let's, you know, hold on and keep it moving. You teach the science, the history, the culture, everything that goes into music. It's not just that.
And
tell
us
about that briefly.
Yeah, I also teach in a way that a lot of people don't teach because people want to show you stuff, but nobody looks at you as the individual who's coming to get that information. I like to look at the person who's coming to me and see what their skill set is. Because, you know, I've been given a very particular skill set in my life with the different talents I have with languages and music. And I spent a lot of time trying to fit into shapes that I wasn't meant to fit into. So the more that I look at myself to see what I'm about and what I can contribute to the world, the better my life gets. So that's the way that I try to teach.
Right. Very nice. You know, I heard from, it was a probably last year, I don't know when, but Frankie Beverly, his advice to, up-and-coming artists was basically that to stick to your thing. You know, don't let somebody shape you and mold you. So it's right along the lines of what you're saying.
That's right.
How's the kids?
Kids are big. They're taller than me.
Okay.
I don't know what's up with that.
Okay, it happens. You know, you give freedom water and they start growing.
I know. I'm like, y'all need to stop it because you can be older than mommy if you keep it up.
Okay. Tell me about the improv thing you got going on. Because that's coming up. We got a couple minutes, so we got to hurry up.
Yeah, I've got on April 20th, Black and Blue. Mm-hmm. I'm working with a couple of really great singers from the Lehigh Valley, Camille Armstrong, who used to be the lead singer of Post Junction, and then I replaced her. And Esme Montgomery, who used to be one of the vocalists in Start Making Sense, and I replaced her. Mm-hmm. So we've all become such good friends after the years, and we said, let's make a group. So we have a group called V.
Okay, and that stands for?
Vocal Improv Ensemble.
Nice. So that's April 20th. We can log on to your website, robbiekamalo.com.
That's right.
And the last name is spelled, let's spell the whole thing because it's R-O-B-B as in boy, I.
Mm-hmm.
And Kamalo, it's K-U-M. I always put A-U.
I know.
Don't screw
that's
it up.
Okay.
So it's K-U-M-A-L-O.
Thanks to my husband, I got that name.
And your husband, a lot of people, I don't know how many people know your husband. How's he doing?
He's doing good. Mm-hmm. Mr. Kumalo is doing really well. He's still playing with Paul Simon after 20-some years.
Okay.
Yeah, Graceland just celebrated its 25th anniversary.
Wow.
And now he'll be touring with Derek Trucks and Susan Tedeschi this summer. So
wow.
I'm very excited about the rock and roll.
Okay. You know what? That it's funny you mentioned Graceland because that probably was my introduction to your husband on that.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? A man walks down the street and that's the her husband, ladies and gentlemen, was the bass and the behind all of that.
You can call me Al, man.
Yeah, you can call me. So cool. Tell him I said hey.
I will.
All right, so we got to wrap it up here. I wish you could stay and chat some more. You got to come back next month, and we'll talk some more about this good stuff.
Well,
the show next weekend, it's Friday the 22nd at the Miller Symphony Hall, and that's right in Allentown, and it's taking place at 7:30. The doors open at 7. You can log on to wdiy.org for more information there, and we'll see you then.
Yeah, and I want to encourage people to come out and support live music.
That's right.
Without the audience, there is no live music.
Hello. Okay.
It's just music.
Okay. You didn't sing for me.
Well, the clock is ticking, you said. The show is over.
You know what? We're going to do it. I will see you next weekend, and I'll hear you sing then.
Yeah, well.
And when you come back next month, let's make a date right now.
All right, maybe we'll do a duet, right?
You know,
because you're working on it,
girl.
You're working on it.
You know, look.
Who's your voice teacher?
Okay, Robbie.
All right.
Robbie has agreed to teach me. You know what? I told you about. I'm not even going to get into this story. Someone came here, our good friend Patrick.
Oh, yes.
And he encouraged me to make a fool of myself by singing on the air. But everybody who called in, they were very generous and nice and they enjoyed it. I thought it was crazy.
Look, what people do. We sing. We're not trees and cows. We sing.
Hey, I sing lovely, wonderfully in my shower.
You're sounding good, Mona. Don't worry.
All right, look, we're going to play some more music for the folks out there listening tonight so we can get out of here and make room for Kate. Again, you out there listening, this is Assorted Women on WDIY Allentown. Check out Robbie. She's at robbiekamalo.com. I'll probably put a link on my website for you.
All right, I'll do the same.
At monarodriguez.com. And we'll see you next weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming and hanging out with me.
Yeah, man.
All right, girlfriend. Stay right where you are, folks. We got some more Assorted Women on the way.
Hi, I'm Vanessica. You're hanging out with Mona Rodriguez. Check her out at monarodriguez.com.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Alrighty, friends, we are going to wrap it up. I want to thank everyone for calling in tonight, and I want to thank you for listening, hanging out with me and my guest, Robbie Kamalo. She'll be at the Miller Symphony Hall next week, Friday. Just log on to wdiy.org for more information. You can always check me out at monarodriguez.com. Remember, if you drink, if you drive, if you're tired, or if you're on prescription medication, please do not drive. It can be fatal, all right? I want you to be careful out there. We have the St. Patrick's season upon us. If you celebrate, please celebrate responsibly, okay? I want you to all be safe. That's the key here. Be safe. We'll do it all again next week. Have a wonderful and safe week ahead, ladies and gentlemen. Again, thank you for hanging out with me. Stay tuned because Kate is coming up next. I'm going to leave you with Mary J. Blige. Thank you.